Star 1310, and our guest is Myron Williams. Myron, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Hey, just blessed. Myron, tell us about the excitement of having your own record company and being an artist as well.
Well, it's definitely a blessing. You have to understand one of the reasons why I went after having my own label was wanting to do music the way God gave it to me instead of having to try and meet the standards of industry. And if you're familiar with our records or our projects from Flow Records, you know, at one point we had songs that were 17 minutes and some songs that were 10 minutes and that weren't really the norm, but it blessed the people. People would put the projects in and feel like they were at a service. And so I wanted to try to figure a way to make it all work where we could satisfy industry and be able to get out what was on our heart in music. And God gave us Flow Records, and we've been very successful at it. And then being an artist on the label is a double blessing because I'm able to be creative with, you know, other musicians and singers and pretty much get the music out that I'm believing God is wanting the body of Christ to adhere to in this season. So it's a tremendous blessing. I can't really, like, in this small length of time, I really couldn't even express to you the real joy I have with having my own label.
I was made to worship. Tell us about that.
I Was Made to Worship is a song that was wrote by myself and a young man by the name of Aaron Gordon. Years ago, I want to say roughly around 2005, we recorded the song on a project and actually didn't record it for like the industry. We just recorded it just to have. And it began to wear on people when we would go out and minister the song. And my general manager came back to me and said to me, Tosca Medlock Lee, you know, Myron, you should consider that being the title of your next project because it's pretty much a clear definition of who you are and the kind of music that you have on your project. So Made to Worship not only became the title of my CD back in 2008, but it was also a song that I could sing that really spoke the sentiments of my heart and allowed me to be able to express to people that this is what I do. You know, William Murphy wrote a song back in the day, Praise Is What I Do, and, you know, it kind of defined him as an artist, and so this is like my anthem, Made to Worship.
MDM and Voices.
Wow.
Hey, let's go back. MDM and Voices, how did that happen?
MDM and Voices stands for, the MDM part stands for Myron DeMarcus. And DeMarcus Williams is my brother, who is now my manager in Myron Williams Ministries. But he started that group a little over 15 years ago. Hey, oh, I'm sorry, 16 years ago. I know all the time because my son is 16 years old. He just had a birthday on March the 24th. And 16 years ago, my brother put a group together. It really was a choir of about maybe 25, 30 people. And he invited me to the choir rehearsal, and I just sat in the audience and watched them begin to minister songs. And the musicians really wasn't that good, and I just couldn't see my brother going out like that. Like, you know, if you're going to do a group, let's do it right. So I took over his music department and began to be the MD for the group. And we signed years ago with a label called, I can't remember the name, but Patrick Henderson was with the label. And Patrick Henderson was the young man from Saints and Praise, Bishop Charles Edward Blake's church, West Angeles, years ago. And he had a group. I mean, had a record label, and he signed us. And he told us, he was like, you know, this choir is a good choir, but somebody's got to be out front. And, you know, at that particular time, I was singing a lot of the songs, but from the organ, and my brother was directing. So because we were a dynamic duo, we decided, you know, well, it ain't going to just be one, we're going to both do it. So we told Patrick that we wanted to be called MDM Voices, and that was like the beginning stages of my career. years ago, 16 years ago.
Our guest, Myron Williams, president and CEO of Flow Records. Myron, you have produced some great projects. A Piece of My Passion, Juanita Bynum. Tell us about that.
That was one of my all-time favorite projects because at this particular time, this was a project that I was able to do with a budget, you know, with a real budget. Most of the other projects I did, you know, I just worked in the deals with using studios and things of that nature, but finally came along with a real budget to do a project. And not only with a real budget, I was playing for Dr. Juanita Bynum at that particular time, and I told her that I wanted to produce a project on her that was equivalent to where her preaching ministry was. And because I just believed at that particular time that, you know, she had done some projects, but the production, in my opinion, and it's not just because I produced Piece of My Passion, but in my opinion, that the production just wasn't all there. And much to my surprise, she agreed. She said, "Myron, you're so right. I've always wanted to do a real project." And so she asked me to take off for a year, coming to New York City in 5 a.m. prayer so that I could pretty much learn how she operates, how she functions, what drives her, what her passion was. And I went to 5 a.m. prayer every week, traveled back and forth from New York to Dallas every Monday night, and came home on Tuesday after 5 a.m. prayer. And I began to see how she functioned. And so I wanted to box it all up and put it into a CD. And Piece of My Passion was the ending product of that journey.